Support for the Takeaways Community College Challenge is provided in part by the Joyce Foundation, working to improve quality of life, promote community vitality, and achieve a fair society.
Yes. Have you seen any caps and gowns on the streets? College commencement time, one small step for men and women, one giant leap into a job market full of baby steps, entry-level jobs with low salaries, and some very sobering realities for young people starting out. Some surveys say this is one of the worst job markets for college graduates in a decade or more. Stella and Charles Gutman Community College, part of the City University of New York, has focused its efforts on preparing their students for those realities in the Ethnographies of Work program. The two-part program helps students identify and explore areas of career interest in career areas where employers have an interest in hiring. Colin Akinora is a Gutman graduate majoring in finance at Baruch College. According to Colin, Gutman helped him find his way.
At the end of my first year at Gutman, I really needed to develop like a view of what I really wanted to pursue, who I wanted to be. I really wanted to know how an individual offer financial services to the client. So I wanted to investigate the culture of a bank. So when I took my Ethnographies of Work 2 course, I was challenged to do an interview with a banker in the bank. And, it was really a great experience for me. I asked, how does one, solve financial problems for clients? How do you, sell financial products? Just the opportunity to really develop adequate knowledge to provide a service for, helping clients achieve their financial goal. That was really what stood out to me the most when I did the interview.
What was your confidence about what your opportunities were when you left high school? And what was your sense of confidence and possibilities after you left Gutman?
Well, I knew that if I'm in an environment where I could have a supportive group of people behind me supporting my goals and aspirations, then I could definitely, succeed in my endeavors. And at Gutman, I was really surrounded with student success advocates, which are counselors that really guides the students to academic success throughout their first 2 years at Gutman. And that increased my confidence a great deal.
When did you decide to enroll at Baruch?
Well, at the end of my second year, I knew that I saw Baruch as a very prestigious, university that is known for competitive, majors like finance, business majors and the like. So I saw that Baruch would be the best choice for me.
What about the job market? Does it scare you?
Not at all. I mean, considering how the market would demand a finance, major, I was confident that I would be able to land a job in that field. What really interests me is just the opportunity to be in a business-like atmosphere environment. I really want to get into helping members of my community develop financial security for their future. That's something that, coming from a lower middle-class family, I really wanted to, be in a position to help not only myself, but members of my community develop a financial future.
What is your community? What do you think of as your community here in New York?
People who work and strive to achieve a common goal, I would say, is, my community. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, Canarsie, New York, in particular.
What's the toughest challenge at Baruch, and how did Gutman prepare you for it?
Well, toughest challenge is to really manage your time. Throughout the semester, rather, you're faced with so many challenges that would, many courses are very demanding, and you have to really develop a skill to find time to, attend to each course in an effective way.
Did it help you set your priorities?
Yeah, thinking back to the support group that I had at Gutman, the SSAs, the Student Success Advocates, rather, they really provided me with time management skills and how to develop them, to really thrive despite the challenges that I have.
You had to learn how to, no Game of Thrones tonight, no NBA Finals tonight.
Right, because at the end of the day, this is a priority. Attaining a college degree is a priority and a privilege for many.
How do you think your community college experience reflects the community wanting to improve people. In other words, neighbors working together. There's something about Gutman that's, you know, it's an institution, but it's also, it's like people you know.
It's a very supportive community. The student body is very inclusive. When I think back to the first year at Gutman, it's cohort-based. We go through our first year, you know, in a cohort, in a house, and we take most of our courses together. Given that structure, that curriculum and structure within the college has truly, you know, helped me to develop lifelong relationships with the students and as well with the staff there at Gutman as well.
Do you think someone like you has a uphill battle to make it in New York because of your race or your background?
Well, I mean, it's always a challenge, you know. It's always a challenge being a man of color. But with hard work and dedication, I would definitely be able to thrive in the work economy.
Thanks, Colin.
Thank you for, you know, having me here to really reflect on my experience at Gutman.
Very enthusiastic Colin Ahankoro, who graduated from Stella and Charles Gutman Community College with an associate's degree in business administration and is currently a senior at Baruch College with a major in finance. To hear more from our Community College Challenge series, just visit thetakeaway.org/communitycollege. It's a change of career for the head of security for the TSA, fired after long lines at airport security checkpoints. Kelly Hogan had earned $90,000 in bonuses at a time when the TSA watchdogs found that the agency routinely failed to find weapons at checkpoints. Has the TSA made air travel safer? Grand Prairie, Texas. I work at the airport and go through security every day. Without TSA, the public would not be flying, so I'm grateful for them.
This is Jim Curry. I'm calling from Central Ohio, and I'm sure that travel has been made safer in an absolute sense, that some potential dangers have been avoided or even specific instances prevented. I'm less certain that there's a real threat of significant magnitude.
But take off those shoes, Jim. 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's our number. Comment at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.